Okay. The Torah says, "Umalki tzedek, melech sholem, hotzi lechem vayayin, uchohen le'el elyon." It was Malki Tzedek meets Avram Avinu. And the first thing that's done by Malki Tzedek is he gives, it's like a shtickle hachnasus orchim. He's hotzi lechem v'yayim. But who was Malki Tzedek? He basically was a kohen. His job was avoda, like a kohen. But here, he's being motzi lechem v'yayim. So in the Sefer Imre Yosef, the Spinker Rebbe. Spinker Rebbe wrote a tremendous sefer on Chumash. Big, thick, fat volumes on Chumash. And half of it's Kabbalah, you can't understand a word. And half of it you can understand. So what somebody did was they took all the understandable pieces and they printed another sefer called, and this is the Likute Imre Yosef, and this is what I Xerox. So these are all the understandable pieces for the normal people who don't understand all the Kabbalistic terms. So if you want to buy yourself an Imre Yosef, you should get the Likute Imre Yosef that has the understandable vorts, instead of getting the big Imre Yosef, which you probably won't understand half of it, and it'll be much more expensive as well. So you get the Likute Imre Yosef. So he says a very interesting vort from Rav Meir Miparmishlam, who was one of the Gedolei HaChassidus, Rav Meir Miparmishlam. And even though I don't think it's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, but I think the idea, the Musar, is very Nogeya to everybody. It's like this. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin Uchoin Le'el Elyon. If he shachavivim alai divrei Rabbeinu Tzadikim Hakadoshim. He said, this is the Spinker Rebbe talking. He says, since the words of the Tzadikim are chaviv, I'm going to write over a vort that I heard from Rav Meir Miparmishlan. Ershom L'maskeres Mashashamati B'Shem Tzadik Hakadosh Meir Satsal miparmishlan. Shomar pishnei ofanim. Vinei hu noda ki kol tzadik v'tzadik over Hashem yisbarach b'midah miyuchedes. He says you can have a lot of different people who had tzadikim, but each tzadik perhaps excels in a different area. One tzadik might excel in chesed. Another tzaddik might excel in hasmada. Another tzaddik might excel in his knowledge of halacha. Different people excel in different areas. V'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik machzik u'mas mida tova miyuchedes mashein b'chaveiro. So each one could excel in their particular field. Omnan, kasher shnei tzadikim misvadim yachad. When two tzadikim come together, as roa kol echad ve'echad, b'mida tova shebechaveiro v'lomen mimenu. That when two people get together, even though they're different, and each one has a different area that he excels in, but each one can incorporate the milah of the other person in their life as well, even though it's not necessarily to the same degree as the other person. was one guy is kulo chesed, and the other guy is kulo Torah. They're both great things. So the guy who's kulo Torah is not going to be kulo chesed. But at least he should learn, for 1 hour a day, he should learn that he should be like that fella. And the fellow who's kulo chesed, when he meets the guy who's kulo Torah, to say, for whatever, 1 hour a day, I'll learn from that midah. Lo bimenitza kizeh lo men hamidah tova shebechavero, chavero lo men imenu hamidah tova sheyeshbo. Nimtzu shen shlom yishnem doseim atovus. So he says like this. He named Malki Tzedek. Who was Malki Tzedek? That was Shem ben Noach. Malki Tzedek melech sholem was Shem, the son of Noach. Vizenoda shen Shem ben Noach haya masmid bilimudo. That Shem's mei koach was learning, whatever learning meant at that time. And that's, there was a yeshiva, Shem ve'ever. Kashenoda shegam Yaakov Avinu lav shalom hayo yoshev v'meis midrasho. Right? That Rashi says in Parshas Toldos. Nimtzu the ikar of odoso hayo sheyamas min milim in haTorah Hakdoshim. V'ovar Hashem yisparach b'Torah tefila yoma v'layla. That was Shem. Avram Avinu, at least at this point in his life, even though most probably when he was younger, he had obviously some basic foundation, but this point in his life, his mahus was Gmilus Chasadim, Hachnosus Orchim. Faya Osek Tomin Hachnosus Orchim, Gmilus Chasadim. And he didn't have as much time to learn. He says, but now these two tzaddikim come together, Avraham and Shem and Malki Tzedek. Next paragraph. Bezeh she'omer ha'posuk, Malki Tzedek melech sholem hotzi lechem v'yayin. So he says, Ratzon lomar she'hotzi v'lomad midazu me'Avraham Avinu. Who has, his thing was not hachnosis orchim. But when he met Avraham Avinu, he learned from Avram Avinu, who was kulo hachnasus orchim and kulo chesed, that at least some part of my day or my year or my week should be like an Avram Avinu. Even though I'm not going to be a total Avram Avinu, because that's not what I'm cut out for. I'm cut out basically to be more of the masmid. But I have to learn that midah Avram Avinu should be incorporated in my life as well, albeit not to the same quantity or quality as Avram, but I have to learn from him as well. So he has a mila that I don't have, and I'm not looking to imitate him and mimic him, but I see that's a valuable mila, so I should try to incorporate that mila into me as well. And so he teaches like this. Malki Tzedek was Melech Sholem. Hotzi Lechem V'yayin. He learned from Avram Avinu this midah of Lechem V'yayin, of Hachnasus Orchim. V'hu, so Pashup Shat, V'hu means Malki Tzedek. So he teaches, who Ratzalomer, Avram Avinu is Kohen Le'el Elyon. He has to learn from Malki Tzedek that this midah of Kohen Le'el Elyon, of Osek B'Torah and Tefillah and Avoda, etc. And even though at this point in Avraham Avinu's life, his main tafkid is what? Is Kiruv and Hachnosus Orchim and this, but he has to know that a certain part of his day or a certain part of his week, he has to be a Shem. He has to be a Malki Tzedek. For who? Avraham Avinu has to learn also to be a Kohen Le'elon. So the word is like this, that everyone has something that they're going to focus on, but they should realize that to be a Sholem, you have to have a certain degree of the other milas also, even though that's not going to be your main focus. So if you're going to be in the working field, which is what you're cut out to do, or what you're supposed to be doing, so you should realize that a certain time in the day and a certain time of the week, you have to be the Shem. You have to be the one who's the masmid for that hour or 2 hours, and that has to be a kvius, even though you're going to start to work. You have to be, in other words, you're going to be the person who's not the shame in the regular day, but a certain part of the day, it's I'm a shame ben noach. And that's what the Torah is trying to say, that Malkit Tzedek meets Avram Avinu, and each one learns the mila of the other one. Oh. And the yisod is that when you meet somebody, and you learn by a rabbi, or you meet somebody, you're not supposed to try to be like the other person. You're yourself. You should be who you are. But you can incorporate a certain mila, a certain limud that this person has, to incorporate it in the greater picture of you. And that the Mor v'Shemesh says a very interesting taich in Lech Lecha. What happens here? On page 4. Avram Avinu. Achar Advarim Ha'ila. Haya Dvar Hashem al Avram Machzal Emor. Al Tira Avram. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. But Avram says, you know, I'm an old man, and I don't have kids. I only have a slave, Eliezer. That's all I have. And Hashem says, no, go out and see the stars, and then you're going to have those kids. Oh, so the Mor v'Shemesh, from the Gedolei Hasidus, most Chashivus Hasidus Svarim, Mor v'Shemesh, which unfortunately the copy that I Xerox from is not the best edition. You can get now a beautiful edition on Brachos and Shmos with complete footnotes and everything of the Mor v'Shemesh, and unfortunately that those editions were taken out of the library, and so okay. But let me tell you something. What does he say to God? He says, I'm an old man, I don't have kids, and I only have this slave. And what does he say about the slave? The slave is Damesek Eliezer. So what does Rashi say, the bottom line? Damesek is Rashi Tevos, Dole Umashke Mitoris Rabo Lacher. But Eliezer learned everything from Rabbi Avinu, and he changed and brought it to us. So Pasha Pshat, the message Eliezer is a compliment. He's complimenting Eliezer. But the Mor v'Shemesh is the Kasha. It doesn't make sense that he should be complimenting Eliezer, because he's trying to say to God that he needs a son. So if he would say to his Baruch Shalom, I need a son, because all I have is Eliezer, he's a Oisvarf. So then I can understand what he's saying. But if he's telling God, I need a son, but I have this great slave, why is that relevant to the timing? Because if you want to say that you have a great slave, it's not relevant. Just say I need a son. It's not a son. What's the point of the compliment of the Eliezer? If you would shock Eliezer, that makes sense. He says, I need a son, because all I have is this Eliezer, who's this Oisvarf. But he's not an Oisvarf. He says he's a Dovo Maske Mitoris Rabo Lacher. So he's demanding. So what's the shock? Oh. So the Mor v'Shemesh. Again, he didn't know. Not the Pashup Shad. The God is in Chassidish Sfarim. Even if the Pshad is not the Pashup Shad, the Pashup, but it's the Limud that you learn from it, is the Godless of what it is. That's the Godless. Well, look inside, page 7. Mayonah,
Mati Taylor, but that should base it the message of Yes. In a Yiksha, the Drushes Hagemara, Al Milas the Pesek, Shadole Mashke, Mitoras Rabo Lachenu, in Kayla Eze Indian, Hiskir Avram Avinu, Bisnaz Lusu, Veshem Isbar, who been Meshu Basu, the Mechzak Eliezer. Why does he have to compliment Eliezer here? His point is to say he needs a son. So if he would shtach Eliezer, I understand what he's saying is, I need a son, that's all I have, is this Eismarv as a slave. But he's complimenting him. So what's the compliment have to do with anything? Kilefid Rosh HaGemara, who did a shevach le Eliezer, vayadai ba'omro mati day le meshav echsi hu yoreshusi.
So he says, Al kein nira shadivrei chazal b'gemara na'al ramzu lor al inyan acher. So he says a tremendous thing. He says the Mesek Eliezer was not a compliment. Not a compliment. Why? He says like this. Shetzarech leidah v'odiyah l'vnei odam ha'mechaber mis'atzman v'tzadikim. You always say, you see a tzadik, you should imitate the tzadik. No. Shalom yilmadu esatzman lasus betunor seim v'hanogo seim kimitzvus anoshim melumada. That's just because you see someone do something, you're not supposed to just parrot, mimic somebody else. He does it, so I do it. He said lo tov mo'od. Rak sheyilmad lasus kifi sichlo v'emes lamito lavaras Hashem yitzbarach b'leiv nochem. He says, you have to learn from the tzaddik, but still be your own person. You don't have to change your personality to be like your Rebbe or your friend or whoever you admire. You have your own personality. That's fine. You could learn something. You could learn to be a certain way, learn a certain midah. But still, you should be the same person that you are in terms of your personality. So what he said is, Avram Avinu, but Meshach basically the Meshach Eliezer, Shadolo Meshach Tars Rabba Lachayim Perish, Shadolo Mashke Shalom Enosam Lasos Mitzvah Al Monashim Lubadim. He says, and my slave Eliezer, he's just a parrot. Yeah, he can repeat everything I say, but he doesn't think about it himself. He doesn't. He's not his own person. Yeah, anything I say, he says over. Anything I do, he could parrot. But I want a son, says Avram Avinu, who's going to be a Talmud of mine, but he'll be his own person. He won't be a carbon copy of me. I want a carbon copy of me. I want him to be who he is, but to learn from me. So that's what he's complaining. And he's just a mimic. He's just a parrot. He just mitzvahs on Noshim Lumado. Mitzvahs on Noshim Lumado, take a look at page 6, is a pasuk in Yeshaya, which normally means that, like the Metzudas David says, that they're doing it without, you know, a heart. They're just, you know, mimicking their Yerushalayim. But he's explaining it to mean also that when you're learning from somebody, so you're not supposed to take away who you are. You are who you are. Just learn from the other person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Zeu she'omer Avraham Avinu ben Meshach Beisi u'demesek Eliezer, shadolu mashke v'taras rabba l'achayim peirush, shadolu mashke shalom eno som lasos mitzvah zon roshim v'lubada, lasos mashke rabba osev v'zeu lo tov." So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You're right. Lo yirosh chazeh, you're right. Eliezer is not your future. Your future is not in Eliezer. Even though, you know, Eliezer was a good guy, but you're right. He, you know, is just mimicking you. He's just parroting you. Your future is in the stars. What's the concept of the star? So take a look at the Sifrei. It's brought down. Third line, page 10. And this is quoted in one of the Sfarim from Bells on the bottom. He says, Ma kochavim, ein oro shal zeh domo lezeh, of tzaddikim kach. He says, your future is in the stars, meaning you're going to have sons, you're going to have sons and offspring like the stars, because the star, each star has its own light. So that means that they could learn from others, but each star has its own light, and each star is unique and is different than one from the other. Because to be a real Talmud, this is Rav Chaim Volozhin writes this in the Ruach Chaim, a real Talmud doesn't just mimic what the Rebbe said. A real Talmud tries to understand it, think about it, and if he doesn't agree with something, doesn't say over that part that he doesn't agree. In other words, a real Talmud is learning, but not just mimicking, not just a person is just taking notes and not thinking. And not. A real Talmud is his own Gavra as well. And that's what Avraham Avinu says. So the point being, putting these two ideas together of the Imre Yosef and the Morva Shemesh, Imre Yosef says the word is like this, that everyone has their unique characteristics. And everyone can excel in a certain area. But realize that whatever area you excel, there are other areas that are important also. And even though that's not you, to be totally involved in chesed the whole day, or totally involved in learning the whole day. But part of the day, you should be, like the shame has to be an Avraham Avinu part of the day, and Avraham Avinu has to be a shame. But each one maintaining who they are. Not transforming, maintaining who they are, but incorporating the milas of the others. You can take a look, the Morva Shemesh says it in a couple of different places. For example, on page 18, he points out that by Yitzchak Avinu was different than Avram. Avram is chesed mitzvah yira. And as soon as I saw this vort, it reminded me of a Rashi in Chumash. I heard a shir once from Rav Bick about this. Rashi in Chumash says beautifully. Take a look in Parshas Vayechi on page 19. And you'll see everything we said now is a Rashi in Chumash, and Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library showed me Rav El Yom Bloch. All the Rashi in Chumash, all that we said from the Morva Shemesh and from the Wat, the Imre Yosef, is a simple Rashi in Chumash. And it says it all. What does Rashi and Chumash say? We know that we have in Parshas Vayechi, we have the bracha, right? Every son gets his own bracha, right? Every son gets his own bracha. Then we have a pasuk, Chav Ches, says, Kol Eila Shifta Yisrael Shnei Masar, Sosa Shadiba Lameveb, Ayivarchosam, Ish Asher Kibirchoso, Beirachosam. That each one got his unique bracha. That's the pasuk pshat. In the pasuk, Ish Asher Kibirchoso Beirachosam. So Rashi in Chumash says an amazing thing. He says, what does it mean? Lo hayolo lomer al Ish Asher Kibirchoso Beirachoso. Each one got, in other words, the bracha that he was, what do you mean, Osam? Each one got the bracha that he was blessed with. Not that they were blessed with. Each one got the bracha that he was blessed with. Not each one got the bracha that they were blessed with. And you say, Isha Shirki Birukoso, Beirach Oso, not Oso. So Rashi says, Lohatel Maloma Isha Shirki Birukoso, Beirach Oso, Matal Maloma Beirach Oso, Fishinosu Lihuda Gvur Sari, Uven Yaman Chatifoso Shilzei, Laptoli Kalusu Shalaya, Yehuda was the strong one. He gets the bracha like the lion. Binyamin was like the fox. Naphtali was like the ayal, was very swift. Each one got their bracha. Yochel Shalom Kilam Kulam Chola Brachas Talmud Lomer Berachosam. Says Rashi that even though each one got his own unique bracha, in the end, Yaakov Avinu gave all the brachas to everybody. So that's what it means. That each one got the bracha of everybody. What does that mean, each one got the bracha of everyone? Each one got his own bracha.
Then afterwards, they got everyone's bracha. So then what's, like Rav Bitz said over once from the Greek side, what's the point then? If in the end you're going to give everyone else's bracha, then what's the point of giving individual brachas? So we'll see. Rav Elyamir Brach says that's the point. That each one really has his own thing that he's, that's what he's cut out for. But that doesn't mean that he can't incorporate on a smaller scale the milas of everyone else in himself. And that's what it means. Isha Shekin Brachas, or Meir HaSom, take a look. It tells Rosh Hashiva, Pnei Das, on page 22. He quotes the Pasuk, he quotes Rashi. He says, what do you need? If ultimately everyone's going to get everyone else's bracha, so what's the point of giving the individual brachas? Near the Zelavai, should Emes Harich Kol Echad be Shar B'Skulosa Miyuchedus? In other words, everyone has the bracha that was given to him. However, he says, He says, even though this Yehuda was the shred, he also had the mida of Naphtali on a small scale. Because, like we said before, Avraham Avinu was chesed, but he had to have the mida of learning on a small level. Malkin said it was the mida of learning, but he had to have chesed on a small level. But he should only be. In other words, he should have that eclectic nature of incorporating this, the various stripes in himself as well, even if it's not going to be to the same degree, and maintaining his individuality. Just like the Bor Hashem says, you can't give up your individuality, you incorporate things, but you're still who you are. And then he brings a very interesting riot to this, Rav Elyomer Blach, from the Gemara in Shabbos Peites. It's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos Peites, where the Gemara says, the last word of the line, a little bit further down from where I put the arrow, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your children have sinned. That's what Hashem is going to say to Avraham Avinu. And no one, Avraham says, well, if they sin, they deserve to be punished. They asked Yaakov, also, they deserve to be punished. So the only one who helped out was Yitzchak. When Hashem said to Yitzchak, your son, Banecha Chotu, he says, what, Banecha v'lo Banai? And he makes the famous statement of Palga Alai u'Palga Alach. I'll take responsible for half, and you take responsible for half. So you would think, says Rav Elyomer Blach, Yitzchak is the Midas Hadin, is the Midas Hayira, Hachad Yitzchak. So he's the one who's helping out, who's being the softy, who's being the Malchesed? The answer is yes. Because even though Yitzchak had the Midas Hadin, but he still had a little bit the Midas of Chesed of Ara. It wasn't just pure Midas Hadin, pure Yira, pure Pachet. And that Midas Chesed came out on this occasion. So that's what he writes over here. Kibbuvur, first word along Kibbuvur, page 22. Shalosid Lovu, Yomakar Shmoku, Avram Avinu, Yaakov in a Barechatu. For Avram, the Yaakov, Yanu, Yimachu, Al Kedusha Shemecha. And they said, okay, they sinned, so they should be destroyed. Vietri Yane, the Sanigora, the only one who's sticking up, he says, Palga Alai, Palga Alach. God, you be responsible for half, and I'll be responsible for half. Posse Zrov Amru, Yato Avinu. Haynu ki midas hagvur shel Yitzchak b'his mazga,
Whereas the Mida of Gvura wasn't pure Gvura. It had the aspect of Chesed also. And that caused him to bring the Sanigora. But the point is that that's the, what he's saying. Ishke Brechoso Beirachosom means Beirachosom means they all got that Bracha Beklolius. And that's an important Yisod. And this is the, you know, the famous statement from the Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech, is that, you know, the song Adrabba. So it says, V'yire kol echad malas chaveiro. So Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said, when I told him the shir, he said I should name it V'yilmad kol echad mimalas chaveiro. That everyone should learn. You know, you see somebody, you should always be learning, always looking to learn. And even though, again, this mida is not me. This type of person, I'm not that. I'm not that. That's not who. That's who he is. That's not me. But that aspect I can incorporate somehow on a lower scale into my... So a person goes out to work. So you shouldn't say, well, I'm not in yeshiva anymore, so I don't learn. No! You're not in yeshiva, so you don't learn X amount of hours a day. But you still, you have that zman. That zman, you're the masmid. And the person who's learning also has to realize, I'm learning most of the day, but there's a certain zman that I do chesed. And even though that I'm not the person who's constantly doing chesed, but there has to be that component in me also. And that's the shleimus adam. And again, each person maintaining his individuality. He shouldn't be just a dole umashke, just mimicking anybody. He's his own person. But like the Imre Yosef said, Malki Tzedek, he's Hotzi. He learned out Lechem V'yayin. He learns that out from Avram Avinu of Achnasas Orchim. Buhu, Avram Avinu learns out to be Kohen Le'el Elyon, to learn and daven as well from the Tzadik Shem Ben Noach. And that's the Yisod. The more person learns from other people, the more Shleimus he gets. And he's, again, he's still true to who he is. He's still true to who he is, but he's makir the milus of other people as well, and he sees to a certain degree how he can incorporate that in himself as well.